Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a Wall Street analyst, a recovering Wall Street technician, the author of Words on the Street. Nobody knows more about what's going on up on Wall Street and around the world, and from a macro and a microeconomic standpoint, his writings are fascinating, and I encourage you to check him out at his website, which we'll tell you about in a minute. And let's get him in here. Leo, welcome back.
Jim, thanks very much for having me on your great show. It's an honor.
It's good to have you back. Always a pleasure to have you back, Leo. So, Leo, the stock market took a dive last Thursday and Friday, and I just get so irritated. I continue to be irritated and disgusted with the way, with all the hand-wringing over a 300 or 400 point drop a day in a 24,000 point index, when today it's back up again. I mean, why do we care, really? Why do we care what the stock market does on any given day? And what does that say about the kind of mentality that says that people who are spending more time thinking about America's business are traders, not investors? What do you think?
You raised several excellent points. Certainly the one day focus or the short term focus in general is a sign of what's perhaps happened in our culture as a whole, more on immediate gratification, short-term action rather than wondering about long-term planning and consequences. Second, the one day may not be that important in and of itself, but a series of one days nevertheless can indicate a trend in changing attitudes.
I agree with that.
So the decline thus far in the U.S. and many other stock marketplaces has been around 10%. That's enough to raise issues about current and future earnings, thus economic strength,
mm-hmm.
and also points to the need to ask questions on the why. And if the why carries over into interest rate trends and dollar trends, This apparently sustained set of declines can be quite worrisome.
But I hear in a lot of what I hear you saying, I hear you using investor perspective language, not trading perspective language. Am I wrong? I mean, I'm not saying it's completely investor perspective, but it's more because you're talking over a period of time, not over a period of hours. I mean, we've had the stock market, you know, go down a good bit in a day, and I bump into somebody on the way home, and they say, "Wow, did you see what the market did today?" And I started to say, "Well, what did your house do today?"
Well, certainly housing prices have not declined rapidly. That would get a lot of person's attention. And given that people have collectively, whether they're many traders and certainly most owners or investors in U.S. equities and a certain number of other equities around the globe have so much money in it that a 10% decline may not get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
However, if 2007 to 2009 is any indication, should that increase to closer to 20%, it will get not only the persons on the street, Main Street's attention,
right,
that may even get more central banking attention.
It just seems to me that we need to focus our national thinking needs to be more on things like, yeah, the stock market went down, but my 5-year lease on a commercial building I own is still 3 years left, and it's not going to change. That's the way I like to think about my finances. What do you think?
You're wise, but we're in this wonderful age of extreme competition and maybe gratification and conflict, where topics like trade wars, currency wars, cultural wars are so prevalent that with some help from the media, but some help from our own collective interests, that we get agitated looking for what's new and exciting each and every day. And that's a sign of troubles, I think.
Well, we have a trading class in America now, not an investor class, a trading class. These are people who make money, but who don't ever make anything. And that's, I got to be honest with you, I'm a capitalist, but that troubles me about what the future of America. 20 till right back with Leo Havilland. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.